biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
You've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. Kyle Dennis is here. He is the co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts. Biotechbreakouts.com is the website. It is part of the RagingBull.com community. And Kyle is a trader who looks at catalysts. He is a catalyst-driven trader specializing in biotechs. And not all catalysts are created the same, and not all stock charts, when you combine them with a catalyst, are created the same. And that's something that Kyle he talks about all the time when we're here talking about the biotech breakout of the week. Beyond the websites, biotechbreakouts.com and RagingBull.com, there's Twitter. Kyle's on it, at Kyle W. Dennis. And, of course, Raging Bull is at Raging Bull. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Your biotech breakout of the week is...
Axavant Sciences.
Axavant Sciences. That's ticker symbol AXON. Now, this is a stock you've written about a little bit on RagingBull.com. This is a stock where the chart, boy, this one just falls off the table. The stock has lost almost 60% year to date. Does that mean that you're looking at this as a reversal play? I mean, what's the catalyst that really helps a stock that has lost this much money at this point year to date?
This stock, as you mentioned, we did write on RagingBull.com an article about why you should avoid Axavant Sciences and playing it through the trial data before the trial data came out. They had a clinical trial readout for a Alzheimer's drug, which historically doesn't have any success. They haven't found any cure for it, as we know. And so it's just every time it seems that a company comes up with something to do with that where they're testing it, it fails. And that's what happened here. There's a lot of hype, and that's why you see the stock drop from like $26 down to about $5. But you have to remember, in the biotech space, a failed trial could be an opportunity because they have other drugs in their pipeline, different ones from the ones that perhaps failed. And so any sort of positive news can skyrocket the shares back to the upside. So that's what I'm looking at here on Axavant Sciences.
But since the last catalyst turned out so poorly, what is the catalyst for a move back to the upside?
Well, here's what I really like, is that this Axavant Sciences is trading near lows. It's near $5 a share. Like I said, down from about 25, 26. It's way, way down. And they have three upcoming catalysts in January. They just said that the data is going to come out in January versus in the fourth quarter. So that gives us a really nice set date to trade around. And those three catalysts are three important phase two trial readouts, one which is for gait and balance in patients with dementia. Another one is for patients with dementia with what's called Lewy bodies. And another one here is for visual hallucinations in subjects with dementia. So three dementia trials, but different drugs. So if they read out any sort of positive news with any of those three trials, I would expect the stock to go way back to the upside. I wouldn't expect it to go all the way back to $26 a share, but it could be a double or a triple from where it's at right now. And I don't necessarily want to hold through that clinical trial data, but with those three upcoming clinical trials, I think that from now until January and through the end of the year, we could have a really nice catalyst run. And shares could perhaps get back up to $7.58 a share, which would be a really nice gain without taking on too much risk.
Obviously, three catalysts in January. We know you do not like to hold through catalysts. Have you purchased Axavant at this point, or is there something you're looking for before you can get in?
I haven't purchased it yet, although it's starting to look a little bit more attractive to me. When trials fail, what I like to see is the stock to trade or consolidate sideways and then look for what's called a double bottom. And that basically means just the stock makes a bottom, bounces back off, makes that bottom again, and goes back to the upside. So there's two bottom regions, and that, from a technical standpoint, can give you a little bit of confidence that, you know, maybe the stock has found a support region, and that's what I'm looking for a potential entry. I haven't purchased any shares yet. although as of Friday last week, that double bottom was almost confirmed. So I'm getting a little bit more bullish on it. And just time frame wise, we have about 2 months until the end of the year. So it's getting to that time frame where I would expect shares to pop back up to the upside pretty soon over the next few weeks.
You'll play it if you get the confirmation of the double bottom. You'll play it using shares, not options or anything else that you plan to hold. How close to those catalyst events?
I would plan to hold it probably until the middle to late December timeframe. Reason being is the closer we get to the new year, the closer the data comes. That's usually when we get the pretty strong move, is within 2 weeks of the catalyst event. But I was looking at the what's called the options chain, which basically gives you some options. And it does look kind of attractive to play this one. Biotech options are really expensive, but you could pick up in the money, which I believe they're $5 calls in January expiration. So you could pick up $5 calls right now for about $1.40. So that could limit your downside risk and include some of the data that you might want to play, with the limited downside of having the options there instead of having the shares, which theoretically could go down to zero if the company went bankrupt. This way you could have a little bit more leverage if things went your way.
And, you know, you talked about seeing that double bottom, wanting to have that confirmed before you buy. If you buy, what's going to be your stop on this stock?
The stop would always, for me, be right below the double bottom. So the closer you can get to the double bottom, the better. As of Friday, the double bottom is really close, and that's at about $4.70. And the lows recently were $4.60. So to me, a stop maybe right at $4.50 makes a lot of sense to me right now, with potential upside to $7.50 or $8 a share over the next probably 4 to 6 weeks from today's date.
There you have it. It's Axivant Sciences Limited, trading currently around 5.25, but potential for the $7 range. And again, that stop loss side would be if it fell back towards about $4.50. That is the biotech breakout of the week from Kyle Dennis. Kyle, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
Kyle Dennis is co-founder and director at Biotech Breakouts. That's biotechbreakouts.com if you want to get more information. And if you want to find out what Kyle's thinking when he's not here, follow him on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. And, of course, Biotech Breakouts is part of the Raging Bull community at RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. This was a fun way to get us started on the November 6th edition of Money Life, but we have only just gotten started. So settle back and relax. The big interview is next when we return in just a moment.